Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder and CEO of Mickle Knight. I am an author, speaker, full circle health coach, and passionate about healthy and balanced living. Today's topic is emotional balance, and I'm going to refresh your mind or let you know if you haven't listened to me before. I'm talking about full circle health coach, which has to do with emotional, spiritual, physical, mental, and sometimes financial balance. So today we're talking emotional balance. And my first question to you is, why is emotional balance in our life so important? Let me preface this with saying or stating, I am not a psychiatrist or a psychologist, though have studied psychology to become a nurse and then a teacher. Why do these two professionals say we need emotional balance? Well, there I can give you personal experiences. When you're a nurse, or a health professional, or a teacher, or anybody else who actually works with people, it is so important that we understand what the people are saying. So psychology does actually prepare us for that. It helps us to know how to ask a question, kind of what to ask to still be sensitive and not to be abrupt and abusive. We want to be positive. We want to be encouraging. We want to be really good listeners who can actually help others. So, I already said to understand them better, to know how to ask questions, to open up their mind, to make them feel comfortable with you so they can actually let go of their emotions. Emotions are neither bad nor good. They're just so. That is something that we live with each and every day. And that's why it's so important to have them balanced. Just look at it or think back. When we are stressed or emotionally not balanced or imbalanced, how do we feel? I can tell you, stressed, angry, frustrated, tense. That's when we are when we are not feeling balanced. When we are feeling balanced, we're not stressed. We're even keeled. We're easygoing. We're happy. So how can we figure out what we are if we don't really know it? There's a little trick to it. It's called muscle testing. And it's actually very simple. I have learned that from several people. And I'm applying it now daily to see where I am with my emotional balance or in order to make decisions. Always ask a good question. But before you do that, take your middle finger and your thumb in both hands, form circles. Then insert one circle into the other. And then, for example, for me right now, I can say, am I emotionally balanced? And then you pull. And if it holds within the circle, I'm emotionally balanced, which it does. You don't want to ask a negative question because then it goes through. And assuming it's positive, so it's confusing. Always ask a positive question, something that you really want to know. So another one, I'll interloop my two circles from the middle finger to the thumb, and I say, am I happy? And I pull, and man, is it strong. Yes, I'm very happy. Am I easygoing? Oh, yeah, it's strong. Now, if I say, am I angry? It just went through. Am I frustrated? Oops, it went through. You can't really do anything about it. This is what the muscle testing is all about. It's so natural, and it really helps. Why am I doing this? Because these emotions actually have side effects. Either being the happy or being the angry one, and whatever goes with it. The happy ones, they help us release good endorphins. The negative ones, they get us tense, which then hurts, which then causes headaches, which then makes us so irritable that we don't want to talk to anybody, we're frustrated. That is not emotional balance. Again, I just tested and I'm so balanced, I am so happy, and I'm so thrilled and honored that I get to share this with you. So, how can we make sure we are balanced? It's kind of, as I said before, it's like a teeter-totter. You sit on a teeter-totter. When one person goes off, whoops, the other side goes up, and the heavier side plunges down to the ground. So we don't want that. We want to be totally balanced so we can sit there, have a really good conversation, feel really good. Maybe you want to bounce up and down just a little bit, but not knock somebody off just by going too high or too low. An even keel balance is the best thing to do. Things that I use, and I'm just going to make some suggestions, they might help you, they might not. First of all, meditation. And there are so many different ways of meditation. Choose what works for you. Choose what appeals to you. For me personally, it's either reading something positive or it's music. It's to talk to somebody about something positive, to go for a walk, to exercise, have a wonderful, relaxing rest period, healthy nutrition, ample hydration. And what I've noticed, I just doing that very regularly again. To be honest with you, exactly a week ago, I started getting up earlier in the morning, 2 hours, which is amazing. So instead of getting up between 9 and 10, which I've been doing since my injury, I'm getting up at 7. Actually, the alarm goes off at 6:45, so I can do my stretches in bed before I get out of bed. And then at 7, I'm already in the bathroom doing what needs to be done, brushing teeth and whatnot. And then I go into my meditation, which is music. I so love to play the piano and sing hymns, play them and sing them, and read the words and memorize them to the point that I'm mesmerized sometimes. But it really relaxes me. And when my time for my meditation is over, I am so positive, so happy, so relaxed, and I feel like I can just about do anything that I want to do. So I'm suggesting you find your schedule, you find your niche, what is easiest on you, what makes a big difference, and what really, truly helps you be emotionally balanced each and every day. It's not just reading a little bit in the Bible or in a good book, or going to a prayer meeting, or going to church. That alone does not do it. It's a daily that we get to do. So, have you noticed when you interact with others, be it family members, be it friends, be it somebody you meet on the street or in the store or in a meeting or something, how do you feel? Are you relaxed when you meet with them? Are you emotionally totally balanced? Or do you have preconceptions? Well, I have found out that anybody is my friend anybody, except some of them I have not met yet. So whenever you meet somebody, try to compliment and give them some positive feedback about something and see that you can get to know them better. And you will find out that there is more to life, yourself, and maybe your family. So having said all that, I want to recap this quick episode by saying being emotionally balanced with all of the above-mentioned points helps us avoid going into depression, having suicidal thoughts, or worse. It's all about balance, and today it's the emotional balance. The gift that I have chosen for you, you can just click on the link there, the blue link, is actually a 9-step or a 9-tip article that tells you how you can gain emotional balance other than just the muscle testing. It gives you some activities and things to do that you might enjoy. And remember, you can always adapt to what's good for you. If for some reason you cannot do one thing or another, choose something that you can do. Replace it with something that pleases you, that gives you what you need on that day. So again, be flexible, be balanced, and be emotionally balanced. My contact information is http://www.mikkelknight.com. That's MICLKNIGHT.com. If you want to see some of the supplements that I offer. And my email is dythomson@mikkelknight.com. Again, MICLKNIGHT.com. My phone number is 562-335-4956 for phone calls and texts. And if I'm not able to answer your call, please do leave me a message, and I promise I will get back with you. So for anything that you have to say, to share, because number one, it makes you feel better, or it could help me, or somebody else, if I get your permission to share it on the next show, I would love to hear from you. Feel free to contact me, because that's what this is all about. So we all can help each other emotionally at this point and just give support where support is needed, or tell a story, a short story that helped you make or get into emotional balance. So for today, I'm going to say stay happy, healthy, and empowered. And I am truly looking forward to hearing from you and maybe even seeing you on my show next week, next Thursday at 11 a.m. And there is a guest call-in number, which is 657-383-0440, just in case you want to call in. Again, have a wonderful day. Stay happy, healthy, and emotionally balanced, and definitely be empowered. Till next week, take care.